Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't know how close we're getting to it, but it does feel like it's going to be different than it was a year ago for Alonzo in the free agency, where there doesn't seem to be a lot of takers, but getting closer maybe to an actual real offer with the Orioles. It's not dragging it out is not going to make much sense, I wouldn't think, from Pete's camp. Again, I could be misreading this thing completely, but I'm getting the sense that we're getting closer here. And after what happened yesterday with Diaz, and we could get into that again as well, where we stand on the opinions of what happened with the Mets and all that stuff. And more news came out on that, by the way, the report about Diaz being, ooh, in his feelings. Oh, Diaz was in his feelings.
You're not done, huh?
He was so upset that the Mets signed Devin Williams without consulting him. Get the hell out of here. Yep. Who are you to worry about what they're doing? Anyway, I don't think that they can survive losing Pete Alonso. And forget about the fan backlash, because that's going to be nasty if they lose Alonso.
Oh, it's pretty bad now.
Exactly. So if they lose Alonso on top of that, I just don't see. I could excuse getting better without Diaz. I could excuse, obviously, the Nimmo stuff. I still believe the Mets are going to build a good team. I don't know how you could say that they would be definitively better on paper going into the year without Pete Alonso.
Understood. Either way, I think the Mets are going to be better next year. Now, even not knowing if Pete's coming back, and I still think he's not going to come back. I think somebody's going to go 5 or 6 years. I heard Boomer saying this morning that he thinks that this opens up the door big time for Pete. I think that that's nuts.
As far as what?
Meaning that, like, the Mets will cave or, you know, get 5 or 6 years. It's not going to change. See, my read on the situation is this. I'm going to focus on Stearns for a second. And I just said, and I believe this, that there is really a very clear path for the Mets to be better next year than they were last year. That's not that hard. They were barely a 500 team.
Right.
But I don't think that all hope is lost. I understand there's some despondency right now with Mets fans. The emotional meter is ticking because you lost Diaz. You think you might lose Pete. You lost Nemo. Understood. All these things we've unpacked. Here's my take. So we are going to learn a lot about David Stearns. Because you've been on this, others have reported this, the industry innuendo, hard line, 3 years, Pete, Mets will not deviate from that. They don't want to go more than 3 years for Pete. If we see a situation, which I don't think we will, but if we do, if Pete gets 5 years or 6 years from the Mets, well, then that tells me one of two things. Number one, the owner jumped in, and that's not good.
Right.
Or Stearns is flimsy, and that's not good. Because if you have a hard line on a guy who has a lot of assets. Clearly, Pete's very good at certain things, but also deficient at other things. If you've established that line in your mind as you want to build out these Mets moving forward, and because the fans are unhappy, you acquiesce and you get off that stance, which is a pretty hard stance for what everybody's saying, then that tells me that you really aren't convicted in what you're doing. And if you are convicted, even if you are and you want to do it, you allow public sentiment to change that. And that's not how you run a team.
I agree, but I also firmly believe Pete Alonso makes them better and is the best option for a power bat available. Where are they getting one? Now, could there be a trade that I'm not thinking of? Not one of the names that have been rumored to be available via trade is a potential power bat to replace Pete Alonso.
There's not many.
Not one I'm other free agent. I mean, the only argument you can make, and I said this on Baseball Night in New York on SNY yesterday at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, the only argument you can make is Kyle Tucker being that type impact bat. Did you see some of the stuff that came out about him yesterday, too?
No.
About his work ethic?
No. Yeah, something... Oh, that he doesn't really necessarily love the game?
Dude, I'm not committing $400 million to Kyle Tucker if that's an issue.
I've cooled on him a little bit. Last year, I was all over it. I've cooled a little bit. You know that.
We'll see what the market says for him. But outside of that type of bat, and even he is not going to be the power bat, but that, at least that's the biggest impact bat that would be available outside of Pete. So I'm not saying Cohen should jump in. He shouldn't. I'm not saying Stern should bend off his beliefs. He should not. But if there's a difference of, let's say, the Mets are at their three-year mark, whatever it is financially, and the Orioles go to four and Pete goes back to the Mets, maybe that's where you just meet in the middle a little bit. You're not getting too far off of it because you realize that, hey, you know what? We are a better team with Pete. And if we have to give in, Yankees had to give an eighth year to Freed. They didn't want to do that. They had to do it. The Mets didn't want to give Soto 15 years, but they had to do it if you want the player.
15,
if you really want Pete back, yep. And I believe that they do, I'm not saying you got to go nuts and go overboard, but at some point, you are going to have to expand beyond your boundaries if you want to make this team better. Otherwise, you better have some plan up your sleeve to make them better if they lose Alonso.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to twist the where it is right now. Right now, the Mets are a 75 win. Actually, the Mets might be less than that because their rotation still stinks. And one of the great things from last year is now gone, the back of the bullpen. That's Diaz, of course. And right now, you know, 25 bombs from Nimmo is not there, which I do think will be replaced better with a better all-around player. And also, you might lose the 40-ish bombs from Pete. So I get that. That's why I understand the angst here. I look at it when you buy a home, right? When you buy your first home, you get married, whether you have young kids or you're getting ready to start a family, there's really three or four non-negotiable checkpoints on the list. Number one, what's your budget? Number two, what's the school district? Number three, what's the proximity to work? And then maybe, certainly this factored into me a little bit, and like the high school, of course, as well. But the athletic port, like are there fields? Is it a thriving athletic town? Those were our four, right? So just, and we looked at 150 homes. I was losing my mind to the point where I'm like, just, you know what? You know, thank God I didn't do it now. You know, put down more money and just try to win this bid. I can't take this anymore. I'm losing my mind. I know you went through that as well. But that's stupid, right? And thank God that didn't happen. We settled where we settled, which we're very happy with. But I say that because when you go into a process and you've got three or four things that are paramount, I don't mean little tiny things. I mean the budget and the school district and how far it is to get to work, that commute. Those are three things that are absolute lifestyle changers. So imagine after 5 months of looking at all these homes, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Forget it. Let's get a house we can't afford and the school district sucks. Whatever. School's not that important. Let's move there. That's dumb. And I say that, but think about this. Now, it's not a school district. It's a baseball player and his projectability and his pluses and his deficiencies. And to me, if Stearns bends now and we see 5 years, 6 years, you know, number one, because you lost Diaz, but also because Schwarber got 5 years, 150 as well. That, to me, is like buying the wrong home. We already know how the Mets feel about Pete. If we see something
that... But they do want him.
Well, they want him, but do they like him. They don't love him.
Okay,
they don't love him.
I just need... And you
know that.
You can't answer this. No,
they don't love him.
They want a Diaz back. They want Alonso back just at their price. And that's not why. Diaz was a totally different situation. Diaz was a baby. He was being a baby about the whole thing, whether it was that the Mets wouldn't go to 5 years, $100 million, or the fact that the Mets signed Devin Williams without consulting him, like he had some say. Get the hell out of here. Like, what are you kidding me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I love it.
But that was a different thing because I do think he screwed the Mets. I think
he did. He didn't want to play for the Mets.
I think Cohen and Stearns were probably like, what happened? We were willing to give you more money. We were comfortable with where it's at. Why didn't you come back to us? You didn't even give us a chance. We would imagine that went beyond that. So that's a different story. I think Pete will come back to the Mets and give them the chance to match. The question is, how far will the Mets be willing to go beyond where they drew that line? Maybe it does go up. And the bigger question to me, and I admit, I don't know this. Who is the replacement if it's not Pete Alonso? The answer could have been, well, Kyle Schwarber. Some may say, well, Kyle Tucker, although there, like we said, are some question marks about him now. You got to give me the plan to replace that power bat if Pete walks. I mean, you can't say, well, we're going to be a better team. We feel comfortable. There are a lot of good players out there. Okay, that's great. I agree with that. And it shouldn't be that hard to improve on 83 wins. But you can't lose one of the best closers in the game and then lose one of the best power hitters in the game and think you're going to be better all of a sudden where there's no real replacement for either of those two guys.
Well, there's not a conventional replacement. But again, you can entice the Tigers. Hey, we want Scooble, and you can take whatever you want besides McClain, right? So maybe there's that angle. Then you get maybe a Michael King, and then obviously McClain in year two, and you would think Manaea would bounce back. And, you know, you have at least the makings. If you bring in somebody like Scooble and somebody like King, you've got the makings of a very good rotation. And then whether it's the Fairbanks angle, the Suarez bangle, you've got a potential to have the eighth and the ninth inning on lockdown. So I know that we're, you know, preconditioned to, especially when we watch somebody like Pete just swat home run after home run, to want to bludgeon teams to Aaron Judge, all the power of the Yankees, Pete, we get it. But there's different ways to win, number one. Number two, back to the like versus love thing, right? So the Mets loved Juan Soto. They loved him, which is why they gave him a suite and made all those family concessions and went up to $800 million, basically, and they would have kept going and going and going and going and going. If the Yankees brought it to $850, I honestly believe the Mets would have gone to $900. The Mets were not losing that because they love him. Now, last year, they made Pete sit through this twist in the wind, in a lot of ways disrespectful, but bad timing, Pete coming off a bad average, and his athletic profile, the age, and all the things that we know, not the best market to hit if you're Pete. Well, here we are again. We know how they felt about him last year. We know how they feel about him now. That's why when I heard Boomer say, well, this is a great thing for Pete. No, it's not. I think it's the same for Pete. They like him. They don't love him.
Right. And to your point, if they do all of a sudden change course, that's not a healthy, functioning organization structure.
Oh, we're desperate. You can't operate that way.
Cohen saying, enough for the public backlash, just go get Pete. Whatever the market is, just go get him.
It's the wrong move if they do that. Yeah. Right? You would agree with that? That would be the wrong move. You at least agree with me on that, right?
Yeah, I would not want that to happen.
Okay.
I don't want Cohen getting involved other than Stern saying to him, hey, here's what I really want to do. Can you give us the resources to do that? Not Stern saying, hey, Pete's going to walk. We're drawing the line here. And Cohen saying, nope. Bring him back. I don't want that. I want to see what Stearns can do. Everybody's ripping Stearns. Everybody's blaming David Stearns here. I want to see what he can do building his own team. I think he's putting his you-know-what on the table and taking some
risks
here.
We'll see how big they are.
Well,
eventually.
I like that, but you gotta actually win. And, boy, it's hard to envision a a team that's going to be significantly better than they were a year ago without both Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is in Shirley starting us off. What's up, Ray?
What's going on, fellas? Hope all is well today. Sal, BT, you said it on my show 2 weeks ago. You didn't think they would both be back in regard to Diaz and Alonso.
Uh-huh.
But nobody saw him go into the Dodgers. I will say this. 3 years in a row now, Sal, Yamamoto, Hernandez, and now Diaz, we've gotten taken to task by the Los Angeles Dodgers. We got to remember where David Stearns comes from. In Milwaukee, he's the guy that traded away the talent, the Josh Haders, the Corbin Burns. He's not used to acquiring the talent. And I got a feeling that all these changes are rubbing guys the wrong way. Adam Ottavino had that report that he spoke about just a couple weeks ago, how players were furious in the way that Carlos Mendoza was handling the bullpen. Look, it's not all his fault. The starting pitching has failed. But David Stearns, who I've been a staunch supporter of, is starting to waver amongst the fan base. And we all know what happens when the fans turn on this team. Steve Cohen wants 3 million people in the seats again next year. You better make big moves. And I'm not saying it's too late, but it's very nerve-wracking when I'm sitting here and every
BT said that you said this yesterday, BT, and I think it was perfect. Do you trust Steve Cohen? Do you think David, or do you trust Steve Cohen's going to give the resource? I forget exactly.
Do you think Cohen's cheap? No.
No.
Do you think Stearns is smart? Yes.
Yes. So I do fundamentally, Ray, trust, and thank you for the call, trust both those two things. The question is, what are the moves out there? It's easy for us to just see Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger and Pete Alonso.
Yeah, just regurgitate the names. I hear you.
Okay, but they have to be smarter than just that and doing the research on players available. Stearns knows they're not going to show up with a team that we're going to be like, what the hell is this? But it does seem harder to justify minus Pete Alonso now. They already traded Nimmo. Good. That was a good thing. Losing Diaz, not very good. Not their fault necessarily, but not. There are some people saying like, oh, they should offer the big offer from the beginning. No, that would be stupid. Why would they give him 5 years, $100 million when they only got $369? They were right there. He didn't want to be here for whatever his personal reasons. Okay, there's really nothing you could do but move on. Same thing with the Yankees with Soto last year. He didn't want to be there. Okay, move on.
That's
you got to move
I
on
said.
And build a team.
Got to move on.
I just don't know where you're getting that power. Do you think that Lindor and Soto are enough power in that lineup to carry
no,
the Mets?
No, absolutely not. No way.
So
no.
You need at least one more power back.
I think you get 18 to 20 from Beatty. And you know, if Alvarez can ever, I mean, that those are ifs.
You could bring in Bellinger. Like, if the Mets didn't get Pete, I would bet anything that they're going to get Bellinger. They're not going to come away empty-handed.
I can't imagine the options are dwindling. By the way, nice job, Ray, starting off the show. He's got a good Mets pod, which I was on a couple of weeks ago. If you guys want to check it out, it's called the Mets pod, Mets Cast Pod. Massive Mets guy. Fun.
Okay.
I had a good time. So nice to get Ray on the show. I know he's
called
us a bunch of times.
Hoff
jumped on, too. He did. Yeah, he told me that. I said, wow, you must have been desperate that night. the bottom line is this, Sal. The options are dwindling. The options that we've talked about for a month or two are dwindling. I do believe, and I've said this, I don't know who it is, I believe that the trade market is going to be the avenue that the Mets, that Stearns is going to look to crush.
The first trade that I want Peralta and Trevor McGill.
You got to get some arms in here, man. I mean, if these arms start going off the board, then it's different.
I think they're going to get, we know they're going to get some arms. But
I know they are.
The Peralta-Trevor McGill trade to me, there was rumors about that.
Yeah.
That would get me excited. That's a nice two-piece trade that upgrades the bullpen, and now you're set with the pen, and you get a top starter in Peralta. So I would like to see them go. Now, again, Skubal's the main guy that I want, but let's see what happens with Skubal. I'm a little concerned about the lineup. I hope that they don't put just more of an emphasis on upgrading the rotation and saying we can survive, you know, with some spread out balance, better balance in the lineup, which is good in theory. I just want one more big bat along with Lindor and Soto.
Well, they need that. There's no doubt. I'm not going to push back on that. Guys, you need to understand when Stearns was hired, right? He wasn't brought here to just sit in a suite and watch Keith Hernandez and Gary Carter and Daryl Strawberry you know, put balls into the seats and seemingly score six or seven runs a night. I know they didn't average that, but you know what I mean. He came here because the Mets needed help, and the Mets needed really an overhaul in a lot of ways. And I think that, you know, the parallel to me, and I'm not going to go too deeply into it, because if you listen to the show, you've heard us say this, a lot of it is Dable and Shane's first year with the Giants. Unexpected success. They kind of, I think because of that, Stearns had to hold off on some things he wanted to do, or he even planned on doing when he took the job. And now here we are. Now he's getting around to doing that. Nimmo's gone. Pete might be. Diaz is. So it's... This was never a team that was a move away from a World Series. Hell, this isn't even really a team that's a move away from being perennial, consistent back-to-back division winners. There's a lot to do, and people need to remember that.
Joe is in Mineola. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi. yeah, Joe. I just want to read Sal's tweet from September 30th, 2024. This was the game 161 against Atlanta. He said, quote, "I'll never forgive Diaz for this. I was right about him from day one. He is the worst."
Nice.
So this guy choked in the biggest spot possible, completely saved by Lindor's heroics. This plus the fact that relievers are fickle, you guys always say this, Diaz has an above 3.4 ERA in 3 out of 6 years with the Mets. Devin Williams' entire career is more consistent than that. And Devin Williams also had a better year one in New York than Edwin Diaz. Guys, I'm at work right now. I'm in a corner conference room. I kind of have to go, but I really love
it.
What a great
really
call, though, Joe. Thank you. You made my day. Thank you, Joey. Yes, I forgot about that tweet. But I knew I was right never to trust Edwin Diaz. Ever. He was awful in 2019. And by the way, to his point, now I forgot about that big spot against Atlanta final day of the year. When has Diaz been so dominant in the postseason? We didn't even see. I know the Mets went on the run in 2024. That was less about Diaz and more about the team and
yes.
the chemistry and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were hitting their way to success in Milwaukee with the Alonso home run, again, beating the Phillies. Diaz was, there was still going to be question marks about trusting him in a big spot in the NLCS or in the World Series, whatever it may be with Edwin Diaz. So, and bullpens are fickle. Now, I'm not sold on Williams being a lockdown closer either, but stack up their resumes. Devin Williams has had a better ERA more consistently than Edwin Diaz.
Put it this way. If you took whatever 6 years, seven, whatever the actual years are, and you just doubled that, right, for both players, meaning exactly what they did for their first 6 or 7 years, they do it again. Who's getting the Hall of Fame quicker? It's actually Devin Williams.
You plus.
Believe it or not. I mean, well, actually, not even believe it or not. Devin Williams was one bad season or a couple of months away from being, like, beyond reproach.
Correct. People are, and myself included, because it's, I mean, it's hard to ignore where we saw it fall apart. And then you're hearing things like he's a pain in the ass to deal with, whatever it may be. I don't care about that. I care about his ERA. But we saw it with the Yankees where he lost the closer's role. Prior to that, you and I were having arguments. You're like, they got the best closer in the game.
That was what I was saying, because he was.
And Devin Williams going in. So now if bullpens are fickle and Devin Williams has a track record of high-level success and he handled adversity and some failures in New York in year one, why wouldn't you believe that he could bounce back to the high level that he was once at? Now, you're taking a little bit of a gamble, but I don't think it's a bad gamble to take for the Mets.
Yeah, now the Mets still need to get somebody else just in case he falters.
Agreed.
There's no doubt you cannot go in. And they got Raley and some other arms that are certainly competent. But
no, they need one more.
You need a security net. And then if Devin Williams doesn't need the security net, you need a lockdown, high leverage, eighth inning, or even like seventh inning, couple of guys on, get 3 or 4 outs, and then hand it to, I almost said hand it to Diaz, hand it to Williams. Like, they still have work to do. No, but I don't think that there will be an appreciable difference between Diaz and Williams' number. The only thing that I would say, and this is fairly an antiquated stat, it's a byproduct of the team, it's not a deep metric. Like, if I had a bet right now who's going to have more saves, I would bet that Diaz would, because he's on a better team.
Correct.
But the whip and the ERA, like, I anticipate it to be very close. I will say, when he was getting ready to rattle off an old Sal tweet, I'm saying this could go anywhere. Yeah, I mean, if this
be
is
careful,
one,
yeah.
Like Soto, King Cohen, like I was hoping it was, I was hoping it wasn't something where it made you look good.
Yeah.
No offense.
That one did.
I wanted to hear you explode on somebody.
I definitely didn't think we were going to make it.
Didn't you think it was teeing it up like?
I was like, oh boy, what I say now? Yeah. What, Diaz is the greatest? We can't lose him?
Maybe we'll do a segment before we bounce. The dumbest tweets we've had since we started working together.
I don't
There's a lot to find.
I don't think we have enough time
find them audience.
To do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.